change the agenda. We need to add roll call and financial report on the, the roll call will be right under the, after the call's order. And the financial report will be E on the old business. Somebody need to make a motion to approve the agenda change? Call the meeting to order. We'll have a roll call, please.
Lee White Cleveland?
Here.
Dora Hadley?
Here.
Here.
Jonas Raymond?
Here.
Raymond Holly?
Here.
Percy Jackson?
Here.
Willie Goodwin Jr.? John Schaefer?
Here.
Eugene Monroe?
Here.
Catherine Cleveland?
Here.
May Bernhardt? Helen Wells?
Here.
Helen Ballard?
Here.
Gladys Ayatema?
Here.
Leonard Douglas?
Here.
We have quorum. The approval of agenda.
Chairman?
Willie?
Christine, that you added the financial report on the EE, be the amendment, I move to approve the agenda as amended.
There's a motion on the floor.
I make a motion.
You did.
You seconded.
Second.
Second.
You seconded? Okay, further discussion for the amendment?
Chairman?
I am Ian Ehrlich with the Native Village of Constantine IRA. And I'd like to request an opportunity to address the Regional Elders Council to be placed on the agenda for a few minutes at some point.
How about after E, put F?
Helen.
If we could have the floor too, if you could put assets under new business.
Can you see?
Yeah.
The amendments are okay with my motion, you? You're okay doing it?
Huh?
You're okay, the amendment, the new one?
Yeah.
You? Yeah, we're okay.
Okay. All of those in favor for the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Now we made motion to approve the agenda. Okay, the approval of minutes, September 26, 2003.
We need to.
That was in the
Buckland.
Skip one.
Skip
one. Sorry. We start from back here. Introduce.
Good morning, I'm Nestor.
Kilo Norway Tapo Test.
Calvin Morgan here.
Hannah
Jay Goode. For what, when they're here, vote, they're like, they covered, Leonard Douglas, you see, not me. Valent, see, living with you, Helen Wells, Dormick. Catherine Cleveland, Blumming. Dapko, you work it out with your part to what? For your ticket, you must do it, you are needed on it, Hanani, you live sick, the fight is done. Rosinger, Carl Rosinger, your green lummy, the Hanani, the late, the fight. Kaya sulitin, may sakpis yun. Kilokotang gumabat mo nisin, madirukot doon doon. At gagaya ko lo. Suna ka lo. Gladys, Percy, John, pero suna ako. Ito ba, mga umina ko rin. Mga ko rin. Tama-tama na number five. Approval of agenda. Very pretty girl. Now, so be pushing naga ida the cow pushing sule.
Can you extend it on number four?
Yeah.
On number four?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, on the elders guideline number six and four, nomination of ineffective consent award.
Tanda. March.
Yeah, it got to be it will occur in January and presented in annual meeting. In January.
Section four.
Also, yeah. Section 5, in the graduate consent certificate. But will there be another meeting before the annual meeting?
There
got to be a good in January?
No, actually, that's what the March meeting is for. So it's the March meeting.
Okay, it will occur in January. And shall be presented in an annual meeting to 27 years.
Yeah. I know it's different, but it should be in March.
Are we selecting somebody with the award now or in March?
No, it's supposed to be in March. That's what the March meeting is for.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's we're not selecting anybody to do the award.
No, you found it another mistake.
This is an old one. I don't know if it's in the new one or not.
It's in the new one.
Go guideline it. Patlanu kahut, patlanu kebuk.
You now do the shareholder of the year in March.
Yeah.
Maybe we can see Mr. Homer.
They were both the same.
He addressed them. Yeah, okay.
They were both the same now. We did this, we just made a mistake. This was the March meeting. Main reason.
Okay. Now, we're going to call that what we're doing right now, the guidelines, or do you want to wait until we get through?
Wait till we get down to the guidelines.
Minute.
We're still on our minutes to approve the minutes and September 03 meeting.
On the minute?
Yeah. I'm not, go, double-dot-law, bring them up. Whole business, review of elders' guidelines, motion to lay them up. I'm not.
Any extra copies?
Chairman, put it on up. Regional elders, you have way blue.
The,
motion to lay, don't I, same money? Buckland me. Chairman, put it on up. Regional elders me. Chairman, show money, do not hear me. That none of the connect to, what we got put buckland me. Relay. I'm not the luck chair, motion to lay at month. Officer to co-president, vice president, secretary, treasurer. 62-year-old of voting. Muluting, I mean, 62-year-old Muluting. I think member of wood, we could be 55 and older. That now, that now, top co minister at Lord, who about public me, Buckland. Motion to lift on a day money, Buckland me. Chairman Puduna, regional elder chairman. Village chairman Kublu. You not care me, chairman Punavani. That not motion to lift on a. Too late. Tapo Kodi Lekacha. Officer would go 62 and older. I'm not alone. Motion to lay up on a day money.
Mr. Chairman, when I we did our recorder did work on the first day of the meeting, and but we got recording from the September 27th. That's how I missed it.
But you were there.
I was.
You
there.
You were there.
Yeah.
Should have took notes. Tapko nalap kene le pathu botani kabut tapko malgo ka ko guideline ne hisab tak kabut botani kabut patran me
chule tam na el kad life man
ya malgo ni ya malgo kablu
ya it says 3 here in the minutes if you read it it doesn't say it out It says a motion was made, and there was no motion made to change it. It was already two.
It was already
two. So there was no motion made. There was just a discussion about the at-large. So that's it. That's another error. Too.
Just
this one right here. They said a motion was made, and there was no motion made because we didn't have to change it. Nobody wanted to change it. They wanted to leave it at two. Right?
Yeah,
we
wanted to leave it at
2,
yeah.
We backtracked it to determine where we went off the road, and then we were, we had it correct by saying that, just like we said, the president's got to be comprised of the president in the village.
Oh, yes.
I think we come to the conclusion
we just need to rewrite this so it's understandable. It's all there, really, in that last paragraph on the first page.
Yeah.
It's in there, and that, look at it, looks like it's large, but it says the president is nominated, who is elected by the village elders. That doesn't make any sense, so we just make that make sense. That's the one. And the motion for that, by Jonas and seconded by Calvin, was a motion to the one you're talking about. So it's in here, it's just not clear.
Not clear, yeah.
So we can clear that up.
And I think Truman made the motion to do the 62-year-old officer thing.
Or that one?
Yeah.
It wasn't you.
No, it wasn't me. I made the motion on the chair part.
It says Jonas made that motion. Which one did you make, Jonas? You remember?
I remember making a motion on the chair thing.
Yeah, I made a motion on
on the at-large, yeah.
At-large member.
Yeah. Well,
usually after you vote for president, then you vote for at-large member.
Yeah.
That's the one I make a motion on. And
And leave it at two, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, President, I think this is where we
I think what we need in the future is to make sure we get the minutes before the meeting, so that we can review and make the correct changes when we come here and start talking. That's what we need. We need to get the packets early. With the right information, of course.
Before we sit down to the election, the two members at large, I think they have to be put in the board before the election. Because the way I look at it, the member at large term are expired to January. And if we elect two members at large before we start on election, they'd be honest about the vote.
Whoever's a member is still a member until they're replaced. So the at large would vote. So I don't think that we need to worry about that. I think the people who are on this board right now are the ones that that vote to make the election. So if, you know, I'm at large, so if I would be eligible to vote for replacement of somebody for C. Dyble. Since we've got three, so I don't know which seats.
Mine too is Nicholas and Jonas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Three of us are.
Yeah,
so you'll go back to that.
We'll go back to two. So when we vote, but the way this works is that we will all vote with the rest of the team.
And then we will vote
for the end of the end.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then after the election, if we're not selected, then we're not on board.
I'm not trying to get rid of it.
So we're going to get rid of one way or the other.
Chairman?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that like?
Me, John, and Jonas.
You see, that's why we've got three members at large now. Before we start electing this member at large was voted into our original hours as the chairman. That's why I bring that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we brought that up at our in our meeting in Buckland last September, and we discussed it, and we made the changes to the guidelines, and those changes will take care of that problem.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's already changed. It's okay.
Yeah.
And I, for those of you who are new to this council, what I've been trying to do here is to make sure we follow our rules, and it's easy to forget. I know we've been attending some meetings in the villages, and they can't even find their guidelines sometimes. Nobody stuck them out and looked at them. The files in one village, look for them, and they don't even know, you know who had them when they had them a long time ago. So they're going to have to redo them, because if you don't have rules, then what happens is people don't trust you, because you just do anything you want, and they know that organizations are not supposed to run that way. And so what we we've done in the past, I guess, and recently is that we didn't follow the rules. And we need something, you need to make sure you do, because every time you don't, then somebody will say, well, they're not following the rules. What are they doing there? You can't trust them. They'll just do anything they want to do. And so the rule I've been trying to put across is that you can do anything you want, because nobody, the people who can change this are right here. The council can change anything in here. Just have to agree on it. So what the rule is, if you're going to do something that's different than what is in here, stop, go back, change the guidelines first, and then make the change. Don't make the change first and then have to go back and change the guidelines to make it right. You have to have your rules first changed, and then you can do what you want to do. But get the changes in there first. So that's what I've been trying to impress, and unfortunately we're not keeping very track of our paperwork, so we're going to have to do better.
I was asked if husband and wife could be in a village elders, and I say, do you have guidelines or bylaws? I said, no. So that's why we put a copy of the bylaw in your binders, so you could take it back and see what you could do.
Copy of one we could get a hold of, and that's Kotzebue.
It's the president.
This is not for the sake of arguments. I just want to say that when I joined, I've been a lodge member for quite a long time. When I joined, they didn't have guidelines. I think from the thought that you back don't use guidelines. And this meetings for the sake of continuation of elders. The money Ilalidiama, Billy Shelton, President Stop, Heal Padding, Guideline Nanik, because they're using, and you pray you start not to cut their using. He, well, on the shipment that Nancy Utik, officially coming to the Tanasi Yellow Committee, Mara, at the Lord Mago. Over guideline at long really took long route. The Hanoshu Narik guideline and legal statement. We keep people to come up on the sick part. The doctor, I think the vote came to about that guideline was needed so that we can be consistent with decisions being made and no finger pointing up. Of why we come to decisions like that.
I think the reason we make these guidelines so the elders are not all the same. When we run into some problems with drinking and that kind of stuff, we have nothing to lean on to. That Nakhruvit Mukho guideline that Ili Jabut Tata Ari Kanuri would not knock this in Nak in Nakmada, who would it at Nak Malinda to be would it not in the ring in Nakhruvit to go with Jabut? Was him with Simbe Hooding, so look on him in the electoral bit.
Mr. Chairman. Lakshmi, makda kaktuk soot in bayni kauli. Elders, they gotta have that guy. Malu daksamit, malu kluidasi, malu misok ti kanchumun di suru tuklubak. We need to have that guy within our. What it can through in Napta Maranuta to the Simrakshat Did you ever know after all the bugging did lock it in a box of law? Sorry, lock, in that law, look to the book. You've done a good look. God line in up that. Can't you buy arm on the back of your money, let you do the book. And you took your buy arm. My lord, the summit, the cast of floor. So what a world to canani, how clean or after it. Thank you.
Mr. President, go what? Get started with me, go without our guidelines of our made by Richard Ehrlich. You'll notice that everything is in detail. And then we voted on them for the same reason Nana decided to have guidelines. Judge Ehrlich, help us with these things. And this one is pretty much official.
Yeah. We haven't made any changes to
it.
We have. Oh. To what?
I don't know, but you're going to have some kind of rules, and the council, whatever council, whether it's this council or a village council, you have the right to put anything you want in them. You can change them anytime. And if you don't have them, then one person, like Raymond said, you can dominate it, and you go by that person's rule. If you want to go that kind of a, you know, that's what happens in a. If you don't have guidelines, and that it's in the old days they were able to do that because they didn't use a written language, but now we have to have some kind of record to work on so that everybody knows what we're doing and that we're doing it fairly. We treat each other fair, and that's the reason we have these questions come up. Can a man and wife sit on a council together? Can they both vote? Those kind of things that come up. And what you do on that is you talk to your people who bring it up and talk to the elders next time you have a meeting, and you say, this question was brought up, how you want to deal with it? And you talk about it. And if you say it's okay, no problem, then you just leave it out. You don't need to have one in there that says you can do that. If it says you can't do it, then you have to put a rule in there that says that the wife can't vote anymore. I don't think you can do that, but yeah, you can do it because this doesn't go by any federal or state law, and that's your own rule. So you could probably do that until somebody sues you and changes things. But I'm kidding. We don't do that. In fact, I don't know why it even came up. The people who get on councils are voted in. And if the local people want to vote both a man and a wife in, and then they want to make them
president and vice president, their vote on them again. I mean, that's, you know, that's, it's, it seems like everybody gets a chance to have their say during the vote, so it shouldn't be a problem. We need these guidelines, and we need to find the right amended copy and put them in here. So, what we did pass, and that's, even if it's not in the, in this one here, we'll find one and we'll correct it and mail it to you guys. But the three items are kind of in the minutes here, and Willie went over them. One that was not, I didn't think was even necessary to vote on, was the two at large members. It was already in there. And we were out of filter. We had three. So the point was, do we change it to go to three, or do we leave it at two? And the